Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory this morning. Thank you, God, for making it possible for us to share your word with your people. And Lord, I pray for all our listeners there that this word will be beneficial to them, it will bless them, and that, Lord, it will bring strength to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, as you hear your word, help us to be doers of this word in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that all these words we are hearing will not stand against us on the day of judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as I open my mouth, fill it. And Lord, let every glory be unto you this morning. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ this morning. I want to thank God because I know you are there waiting for this program. I want to thank God for all those following us on this channel and in this program. I want to thank God because of, you know, the testimonies that we are hearing concerning this program. And also, I want to thank God for all those inviting us to their churches to minister the word of God. I give God the glory for what God is doing nowadays. And I know that His mighty power will be made known, you know, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, by the grace of God, I'd like you to invite people, tell somebody, you know, phone somebody that church on here is now on this channel, and it is time for God to bless all of us together. I am sure by the end of this program, you shall be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, I have a new topic for you this morning, and the topic is, you know, rising above limitation. Rising above limitation, because, you know, it is the will of God that every limitation the devil has put before you, you must overcome it. You know, every limitation in your health, limitation, you know, your career, limitation in life, limitation in anything, you know, this message is making you to jump over every limitation, even every self-imposing limitation that you put upon your life. I see God this morning setting you free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what is limitation? How can we define limitation? Limitation means to be restricted. Can you see now? It means to be resisted. It means to be restrained. You know, when you are restricted, that is, they will say, this place shall not get there. You know, when you are restricted, when you are resisted, when something resists you that you cannot go above this limit, you know. Can you see now? So these are limitations. What is limitation? Limitation means to be delayed in getting expected place ordained by God. You know, when your life is delayed, delayed to get married, delayed to get children, delayed to get employment, delay one way or the other, when your life is delayed, your life is limited. And this morning, everyone hearing me this morning, that your life is be under delays, I say you are coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. What is limitation? Limitation is to perform below your capacity of God's agenda for your life. When you are not bringing forth, you know, the good output, you know, when what is coming to you is not what you put in, that is limitation. You know, when you are doing more and you are harvesting little, you know, you are planting more, when you are laboring and there is nothing to show for your labor, it means your life is limited. Also, what is limitation? Limitation is inability to complete a mission started. It's a tragedy of life. When you start something, you cannot finish it. When you start building a house, you cannot finish it. Anything you have started, I decree this morning that Holy Ghost is helping you. God is helping you. You will surely finish them. I see you as a finishing up in the name of Jesus Christ, because the God you serve is God of Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. He will see you through in the name of Jesus Christ. And what is limitation? Limitations means forces of darkness. They are assigned to to keep you down, to keep you below God's standard for your life. When there are powers, power from your father's house, power from your mother's house, or, you know, all power elsewhere, when they gang up, you know, there are some family that have been limitation. In their family, they cannot rise. They cannot go abroad. They are not financially succulent. Why? Because there is a limitation placed upon their family. This morning, as you are hearing God's word, I see you coming out. I say, I see you coming out. You are coming out of all this nonsense in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's go to the scripture. Can we open our Bible to the book of Psalm? Psalm number 18. Can we read verse 29? Psalm 18, verse 29. Yes.
For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall.
Hallelujah. He said, for by thee. So it is only by God that you can overcome every limitation. It's by God. You know, there is no other way. You have been running helter-skelter. You have been doing this and that. You have been employing people to help you. How far are you going right now? You know, Bible says, woe to him that trusts in the arm of flesh. Put your trust in God, because it is time for you to move forward in life. It is time for you to recover. It is time for you to make it. Now he said, for by thee I have run through a troop. A troop is an obstruction. A troop is a particular demon on the way that want to stop you. And this morning, in the name of Jesus, as you listen to me, I declare you unstoppable in life in the name of Jesus Christ. So a troop. Now, many times when you dream, you have a dream, you see policemen on the road. These are not policemen. These are powers. These are paths of darkness. You see uniformed men on the road. You know, they want to stop you. You know, these are powers. Powers, you know, that want to terminate your journey in life. You know, they want to set delay over your life. They want to make sure you don't get to your destination. But you will get there in the name of Jesus Christ. These are troops. Now, he now says, for by deep I have run through a troop. And he said, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. By God, I leap. So it means that to nullify or to be free from limitation is not by your own power. It's by God's power. I say this God will work for you this morning. This God will help you this morning. By God, you will overcome every power. By God, all the powers that you have inherited, that have been stopping your life, that are hindering you, I see you being free from them this morning. I thought you shout a bigger amen. Hallelujah. So it means that it's only by God. And also, you know, anything that like a wall, you know, if your wall cannot collapse, you will fly over it. If the wall that they have set against you as a limitation, if it cannot collapse like the wall of Jericho, then I see you this morning, you are flying over it in the name of Jesus Christ. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's take the second scripture. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 34. We are reading from verse 1. Deuteronomy 34 from verse number 1.
And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord shewed him all the land of Gilead, unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not go over hither.
Wow! Can you see? God said, you know, Moses, this is the land I spoke to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. He said, this is the promised land. But you know what, Moses? I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you will not go in that. You will not go in that. That is Moses was limited. And I was wondering, how can a man of God that is so much, you know, talk to God? He was open to God. He talked face to face with God. The man that God used to do signs and wonders. The one that led the children of Israel, you know, with God's outstretched hand. The one that did mighty signs and wonders. How will God now say, you will not enter the promised land? And this is why every Christian should be careful. You know, because you need to move according to the will of God. You need to do what God has commanded. Because, you know, Moses, you know, God told him one time or the other, stretch your rod over the rock and let there be water coming from the rock for the children of Israel to drink. But Moses struck the rock 3 times. And because of that, one of the reasons why God said that he would not enter to the promised land. God said, I have caused thee to see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. That is the limitation. A man who started the journey couldn't finish it. You know, in life, may you not be agbero in Jesus' name. You know, in life, I pray that, you know, what you have started, may you finish it. I look at Moses. I look at how God used him. I look at the grace upon his life. And I'm so surprised that he couldn't get to the promised land. Wow. And that is why every pastor, every minister of God, must be careful. Why? Because you might lead people to heaven and you yourself not get to that heaven. That is why we need to take caution. You know? Why? Because we can put limitation on our life by our own style, our own way of life, our own lifestyle. When we disobey God, you know, these are the reasons, you know. And let me give you another scripture before our time start to run out. You know, in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter number 12, I want us to read verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Wow. Now, one thing I want you to know is this. When Jesus was in this world, even though he was born in the manger, even though he has enemies, Pharisees are there, Sadducees are there, but yet he was not limited. Now, if Jesus was not limited, you too can never be limited. You know? Jesus was born in the manger. That is enough reason for him to say his life is limited. Why? He was not born in the hospital like every other child. Look at the opposition. Look at the people that the devil planted against him to frustrate all that God asked him to come and do in this world. But you know what now? He refused to be limited. So you also, you must rise up above limitation. You too must refuse to be limited. I said, no way. You know, Bible says that, you know, we are cast first of all. He said, let us lay aside every weight. Weight might not be sin, but it can lead to sin. Can you see now? You know, say, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us. You know, why? Because one of the friends of limitation is sin. You know, we are to lay them aside, say, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We are in a race. Christianity is a race. And it's when Jesus Christ comes that we finish. Discipleship is a course that you cannot finish until Christ comes. So, you know, I want you to know that you need patience. People will come across you. Power will want to hinder you. But you must know, you know, that I must not be distracted. Bible says concerning Jesus Christ, he said, looking unto Jesus, who the author and the finisher of faith, you know, who for the joy that was set before him. Because of the joy, you know what he did? He endured the cross, despising the shame. Now, what are we learning there? Is that no matter what, don't allow anything to limit your life. Focus. Because when you focus, things will happen. When you focus, you know, you will move forward. And I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus. I want to thank God this morning that God is blessing us through this word. Today, by the grace of God, we are looking at the topic, rising above limitation. Now, this morning, before our time runs out, you know, what are now the causes of limitation? What are the things that can cause limitation? What are the causes? What has been the thing responsible limiting God in our life? Number one thing is ingratitude to God. Ingratitude to God. You know, things that God has done for you. Are you grateful? Do you appreciate Him? Do you thank Him? You know, When this year, from January, have you done thanksgiving in the church concerning the goodness of God in your life? You know what the Bible says? Jesus Christ said, why not 10 lepers cleansed? And only one came back. Where are the 9 remaining? Can you imagine that? I hope you're not part of those 9. You know, it means out of every 10 Christians, only one always come back to thank the Lord. Have you thanked God for that promotion? Have you thanked God for that healing? Have you thanked God for that progress God has done in your life? Have you thanked God for that provision? Have you thanked God for that house you build? Have you thanked God? Now, you have not thanked God. You are looking for another one. It's never done. You know, you always be grateful to God and everyone God have used to help you to where you are in destiny. Always be grateful. You know, only grateful, I'm grateful. Are you a fool? If you're not a fool, you won't be grateful. So only gratefuls are ungrateful. Now, can you imagine that? So you must thank God. Your Bible says, you know what he has done for you now? Why can't you thank him? Number two thing that causes limitation is sin, as we said last time. Sin. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, let us read verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shutting that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sin have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
It is your iniquity. It is your sin. It's your sin that is weakening the hands of God. You know? It's, even though you can pray, but yet you are a sinner. Can you imagine? Even though you are going to the mountain, you are going for all programs. In this program, you are there. That program, you are there. All over the town, you are there. But yet, your mountain refused to move. Can you see? It's because of your lifestyle. It's because of your sin. Now, sin is violating God's rules. You know, to reach the peak of your career, run away from sin. To reach the peak of your career, run away from sin. No wonder Joseph ran away. You know, he ran away from where? From Potiphar's wife, who wanted to bring, you know, a clog to destiny. At the end of the day, you know, Joseph got to where he should be. He never allows sin. The moment you entertain sin, sin will terminate your life. When you entertain sin, your destiny is terminated. Number three thing that, you know, is cause of limitation is lack of knowledge. Lack of what? Lack of knowledge. Because every man is limited in life by the knowledge in his mind. You know, one man of God said, there is no limitation anywhere. It is your what? Your knowledge. Your knowledge limits you. So, every man is limited in life by the knowledge of his mind, worthy of his character and the principle by which he built his life upon. The character and the principle upon which you build your life upon. Oh, this one limits you. Hosea 4:6. You know what he said? He said, my people have perished. Why? Because they lack knowledge. When there is no knowledge, you know, ignorance is a disease. You know? And when you are ignorant, you can't go far. You can only upgrade to the level of your knowledge. And that is why you must seek knowledge. That is why to be successful in life, you must acquire information and develop yourself. You must acquire information. You must develop yourself. You must go via relationship skill. You must go via financial management so that you can be higher. Number four reason causing limitation is spiritual ignorance about the things of God. When you are ignorant of the things of God, your life will be delayed. Spiritual ignorance by the things of God. You know, God will work in and on you based on his knowledge inside of you. God will only work in you based on God's knowledge that is inside of you. Can you see that? So, you know more of God By studying his word. If you want to know more of God, you want to go out of spiritual ignorance, then you must study the word of God. You know, Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, you know, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, yes.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
So you will not be ashamed when you study the word of God. I was sharing with people this last time. I said, when you wake up in the morning, do you study the word? Some people don't even read their Bible, talk less of studying the word. So pastors don't even read their Bible. They don't read their Bible when they are going for a program, when they are invited. What a weak life. What a weak life. All that you do when you read your Bible is only when you want to, you are invited to come and minister in a place. How will you perform? No wonder you are limited. And you are saying, say, study something. It's not any power. So, and also your association determines what you see and what will affect your life. Whom you associate with determines what you see, and what you see affects how far you go in life. Can I come again? That whom you associate with determines what you see, and what you see affects how far you go in life. Your associations also show either you can be limited or not. The moment you marry a man that is under limitation, you have become Mrs. Limitation. Are you following me now? The moment you tie knot or you enter into agreement or a business term with somebody whose life is limited, that business will not move. So your association is so important. That Bible says the company of the fool shall be destroyed, according to the book of Proverbs. So your association is not very important. Also, you know, causes of limitation is also emotional forces. You must take care of your emotional forces, such as anger, temper, disorder, and all such. These are the fruit of the devil. You need to ask God for the fruit of the Holy Spirit. If you want to break forth, you don't want that to be limited, then you need to acquire the fruit of the Spirit, not the seed of the devil. You know, anger, it limits you. The devil is not fighting you because of your present status, but he's fighting you because of your future. The devil is fighting you not because of where you are right now, he's fighting you because of where you are going to. And that is why you must take care of your anger, your temper. People have been limited in life because of their anger, because of their temper. They don't know how to put all this under control. And today, it has destroyed their lives. I want to pray for grace for all of us to be able to maintain, you know, spiritual goodness of God in life in the name of Jesus Christ. It was this anger that destroyed Moses himself. He was so angry with the people. And he said, can we provide water from the rock from you? Comparing himself with God. Because God is using you, doesn't mean that you are equal with God. People say concerning Jesus that he was like God, but he does not equal himself with God. Can you see? He was performing like God. That was Jesus Christ. But he did not equate himself. But you, because of the little thing you are doing, because of the little anointing now, you and God now, you are the same. And that is the beginning of your downfall. You better comfort and repent. The last thing that causes limitation is your belief system. How do I mean? You can be limited in life by your thoughts. In Proverbs 23 verse 7b, he said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, what you think is what comes to pass. Your thought rules you. We have been told that, you know, thinkers rule this world. That is, people that is right. Do you know that? The way you think is the way your life is addressed. Your life goes after your thoughts. Now, that is why you must think well. That's why you must think according to the word of God. Let's see how Jesus Christ thinks. In Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Can you see what you think upon? So, think right. When you think right, you can't be limited. Let me say this as a closing statement to you, is that you can choose your action, but you cannot choose its consequences. You can choose your action, but you cannot choose its consequences. By the grace of God, tomorrow, I will see you in church for the anointing service. I'm sure God will bless you. The anointing is against every limit in your life, and God will bless you abundantly in Jesus. I will see you again next week in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.